My principal responsibility this morning is to introduce our special presenter, which I will do now to keep things rolling on. So it is my great pleasure to be able to introduce to you Nick Nanos, who as founder and president of Nanos Research has become one of Canada's most trusted pollsters and is, I'm not sure that's a contradiction in terms or not, and is regularly called upon by senior decision makers to conduct research and to provide strategic counsel. I think what sets his work apart is his ability to provide insightful advice to clients on complex issues ranging from regulation management to charting corporate expansions through to client positioning on public policy issues. Nick is also the official pollster for Policy Options magazine, which has also had a long and important partnership with the MIST conferences. And his political commentary and polling data has been used in every major media outlet in Canada, as well as the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, USA Today, and The Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom. So without further delay, let me introduce the person whom we agreed to call last night, Nick the Numbers Guy. So Nick Nanos, please.
Thank you for that kind introduction. Actually, when you were talking about lowering the quality of, and I thought when we were inserting the blank, you were going to talk about inviting a pollster. Water has been and really is an iconic part of who we are. And, you know, really when you think about it, how many times have we had friends or relatives who are not from Canada come to Canada and one of the first things they ask is, can I go to Niagara Falls? I remember one time having a friend from afar visit, and what they wanted to do was to go to Lake Ontario and kind of look at Lake Ontario, and you know, the first thing they said was, you know, there's fresh water here and I cannot see the other side of the lake. And I think the irony is that it takes others to see in many instances the treasure of the abundance of fresh water that we have that we take for granted. And even with this abundance, I'd hazard to say that our politicians have put water in what I'll call the public policy attic, so to speak. It's something that's tripped over periodically and is realized as a treasure at that time, but it's not really what I'll say a top of mind issue, so to speak. And I think the same holds true for the public. It's not top of mind, but interestingly, what the polling shows is that when the public mind turns to focus on water, fresh water, there is no other conclusion that this is considered a national treasure and that Canadians think that this is critical to the future of our well-being as a country and also our prosperity. So I'm going to do a brief walk through the numbers and walk through some research that was published in Policy Options magazine that was sponsored by the Walter and Duncan Gordon Foundation. And it's a poll that we conducted last summer. I'm not going to get into the details of the technicality because that's boring, but let's get into what Canadians think about this very important issue. So by an overwhelming majority, Canadians considered fresh water to be the most important natural resource to Canada's future. By a margin of 3-1, Canadians chose water over oil and gas as a key natural resource for our future, 61.6% to be exact. In the past, Canadians may have seen themselves or others may have seen us as hewers of wood and drawers of water. But from the point of view of self-identification, water is still at the very top of this important list. And it's interesting that Prime Minister Stephen Harper has positioned Canada as an energy superpower. But if I was looking at these numbers, perhaps we should think of ourselves as a potential water or as a water superpower. But perhaps because of the abundance and accessibility, the default in the public may be that this critical natural resource is taken for granted. When asked what their greatest concern was regarding fresh water, Canadians overwhelmingly identified water pollution at 39.8%. Waste and overconsumption was at 22%. The quality of drinking water was also among the top concerns at around 18.5%, as was bulk water, which was mentioned at 17.2%. So the reality is when we ask Canadians about their concerns, pollution and conservation really top the list. Now, on this question, there were very few variations of opinion outside of the margin of error for the poll. Quebecers were more likely to cite waste and overconsumption compared to Canadians in other regions. The other interesting thing is when we tested on this particular issue, Canadians regard fresh waters as their most important natural resource, but they also expect the government to look after it. When asked who they thought should take the greatest responsibility for fresh water, half of respondents said all levels of government, federal, provincial, and municipal. But among the other half, nearly three times as many respondents, 29%, thought that the federal government should be primarily responsible, compared to having it as a provincial responsibility, which was cited by only 11.9% of respondents. Significantly, Quebecers were the most likely group to consider water a joint responsibility. You can see 77.1%, significantly outside of the national average. While Ontarians and Atlantic Canadians were more likely to prefer federal leadership on the water issue. Now, when asked what should be the top government priority for addressing Canada's fresh water challenges, adopting a national water strategy ranked first as a top government priority, while one in five Canadians identified forbidding bulk water exports as the second most important possible priority for the government. In a sense, what Canadians want here is a national strategy that provides a vision or perhaps a lens through which to make public policy choices. Public awareness and education ranked third at 16.5%, and preserving water flows and aquatic ecosystems ranked fourth, while 11.9% thought there should be increase in investments in water and wastewater infrastructure. So looking at the regional variations, Canadians living in Western Canada were more likely to cite bulk water as a likely challenge compared to other regions. When asked whether they would be willing to pay more for water if it improved the supply of clean water, one quarter of Canadians said they would be very willing, and another 20.4% said they would be somewhat willing. And this is actually quite significant because we do a lot of price sensitivity research for companies, and the default position is always, I never want to pay more for something that I'm paying for now, or if I have something for free, I do not want to pay. I want to continue to pay for something for free. So the fact that 25% said they would be very willing to pay for water, and another 20% said that they would be somewhat willing, is actually quite a significant number. So, what are our key findings? First, fresh water tops the list as one of Canada's most important natural resources for the future. Second, Canadians perceive water pollution as the greatest area of concern with regards to fresh water. There is a perception that all levels of government should take greater responsibility for fresh water, and a significant number of Canadians are ready to see some sort of national water strategy. But most importantly, they're willing to pay for it. Now, Canadians can be very engaged on the issue of fresh water. Not only do they consider it a critical resource, a somewhat surprising observation considering the focus on what I'll say, gas and oil, it's also regarded as critical to Canada's future. In that respect, Canadians are ahead of their legislators. Maybe we should be thinking of water in terms of our public policy destiny, if there is such a thing. Now, any student of Canadian history and our economic development knows or should know about, and this will be the boring part of my speech if the rest wasn't boring, but should know about what I'll say, staple theory development of Canada. That was by W.A. McIntosh and Harold McGinnis, right, who posited that Canada's identity, Canada's development of a country was significantly influenced by staples, fur, timber, fish, and that these resources that were in abundance in Canada but in demand someplace else not only drove economic development but also drove different regional cultures. And I think there are parallels behind this theory that we, you know, studied long ago, we might not focus on a lot, and where we might be going in regards to water as a resource. Because there are a number of parallels. First of all, it's abundant. Second, it's valuable. Third, it's in demand outside of our borders. And if that is the case, then we should be thinking of water in terms of economic, political, and public policy destiny. And to meet that destiny head on means we will need to get it out of the public policy attic and give it the attention it deserves and the importance, according to what Canadians tell us, that they expect. Thank you.